Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. COVID-19 vaccinations got underway today in Britain. The UK is the first Western country to start immunizing its general population. A 90-year-old grandmother from Northern Ireland was the first to receive the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine at a hospital in Coventry, England. COVID-19 deaths in the U.S. continue to rise. They're up nearly 50% over the last 2 weeks. Many hospitals say their ICU beds are filling up quickly. Blake Farmer with member station WPLN says some states have begun working with private companies to help fill nursing shortages.
Early in the pandemic, nurses and doctors could travel to pitch in wherever needed, but Dr. Wendy Long of the Tennessee Hospital Association says that's no longer a simple solution.
Now you have so many states who are experiencing this at the same time. Those staffing agencies are having difficulty.
Some are offering nurses as much as $8,000 a week. Several states, including Texas, Tennessee, and Missouri, are hiring healthcare workers to place where they're needed most. Tennessee also waived some rules so paramedics and medical assistants could work under the supervision of a nurse, and the National Guard has been authorized to work inside Tennessee hospitals. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.
Votes are expected in Congress this week on a temporary spending bill, one that'll prevent a partial shutdown of the federal government. Here's NPR's Windsor Johnston.
Lawmakers are up against a Friday deadline to pass a spending bill to keep the government open. The leaders of the House and Senate have been discussing the possibility of attaching a bipartisan coronavirus relief measure to the bill. It includes extra weekly unemployment benefits for out-of-work Americans and another round of federal aid for small businesses. President-elect Joe Biden says the relief bill is a starting point for additional pandemic relief.
That's NPR's Windsor Johnston. An icon in the field of aviation, Chuck Yeager, has died at the age of 97. NPR's Russell Lewis has more.
Chuck Yeager was a pilot's pilot, a bit gruff, confident in his skills, and always a consummate professional, whether flying the world's fastest fighter jet or slowest of unpowered gliders. Looking back at his life during an NPR interview in 2011, Yeager said he'd never thought much about his famous sound barrier-busting flight.
I was at the right place, the right time, and duty enters into it. It's not, you don't do it for to get your damn picture on the front page of the newspaper. You do it because it's duty. It's your job.
For many, it wasn't until the book and 1983 movie The Right Stuff that people fully learned about Chuck Yeager, a movie that Yeager even showed up in, making a cameo appearance. Russell Lewis, NPR News.
This is NPR News from Washington. President-elect Joe Biden is expected to nominate retired four-star U.S. Army General Lloyd Austin as defense secretary. If confirmed by the Senate, Austin would be the first African-American to lead the Pentagon. The U.S. is placing sanctions on a number of Chinese officials in connection with a national security law imposed by Beijing on Hong Kong. NPR's John Ruwitch says police in Hong Kong arrested more than a half dozen people following a recent protest and accused them of breaking that law.
The arrest is the latest move by the Hong Kong government in what critics see as an expanding campaign to silence dissent. Just days ago, several of the territory's highest-profile democracy activists were sentenced to prison. The eight people arrested this week for illegal assembly allegedly took part in a protest on the campus of one of Hong Kong's top universities. Three of them are also accused of inciting secession. Steve Lee, the head of the Hong Kong Police's National Security Department, said they shouted slogans and displayed banners advocating Hong Kong independence. The maximum penalty for secession under the national security law is life imprisonment. John Ruwitch, NPR News.
Americans took on more debt in October amid the ongoing coronavirus pandemic and historically high level of unemployment in the U.S. The Federal Reserve says consumer borrowing rose 2.1% during the month as more people took out student and auto loans. At the same time, credit card borrowing fell 6.7%. Stock markets in Asia ended lower today. Wall Street futures are also on the downside. Dow futures are down 82 points. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News in Washington.